So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome everybody, it's Dan, we're live, hope you're well today. And welcome to Business Growth Show. This is the second time this week, I don't know what's going on. We were going to run with the crypto show, but we're like, yeah, let's just stick with business for a little bit and maybe we'll do that next week, who knows. Anyway, in today's session, first of all, welcome, thank you very much for listening, thank you for joining. If you're watching the replays, thank you so much for that as well. Your support is always welcomed, so I appreciate it, thank you very much. Manic week again for us this week. Every week seems busier than the last, and as we're ramping up towards Christmas, and we talked about that in one of our previous podcasts, of course. But in today's session, I want to talk about whether you should be buying a business or growing the business organically. We're going to talk about why getting attention is the equivalent of free marketing. We're also going to talk about why you are not going live, more. Not me. But you, why are you not out there putting your name across? We're going to talk about that. And then the last bit is, how much time are you actually spending on marketing? And so, you know, we can cover money in that as well, because it's the same kind of thing. Because people are never quite sure when they're first starting out in business, or even if you've been running a business for a couple of years, as they're growing the business, how much more time or money should be spending on marketing? So we'll cover that as well. So let's crack on with the first topic of the day. So should you buy a business to grow faster, or should you be growing organically? Now, I find it's quite interesting because we've bought a couple of businesses and some have worked really well and some haven't. Okay, so one of the downsides of buying somebody else's business is that you're never quite sure what you're going to get. Has the person selling it been completely honest with what's on the balance sheet and any outstanding invoices, and whether the person is going to stay, or whether, you know, team members are going to leave, or are you just buying in problems? Now, the real positive sides are that when you buy a business, you're actually buying, for me, you know, you're buying future cash flow. And really, when we're buying a business, that's what we're looking at. We're looking at what is the future cash flow for the next 12 months or 24 months or 36 months that we can acquire into my own business. And so that's a real positive aspect of buying a business. Now, interestingly for us, if it's a digital marketing agency, which is, you know, we're always on the lookout for digital marketing agencies or anything to do with online marketing of any kind, that's what we're looking for. Now, interestingly, we've actually got all the resources that we need in-house, because I'm actually deliverables first, sales second. So we always make sure we've got enough team members to deliver the deliverables, as opposed to how we used to work years and years ago when we used to run a lettings agency. We were very marketing led and very sales led. And so we would sell something before we had the capacity to actually implement it or deliver it. These days were, and that's going back 12, 15 years ago when we first started the lettings agency. Boy, was that a learning curve. These days it's conversely done. So we're a very deliverable level company first, and then we're interested in making the sales. And that has actually worked really well for us. It actually makes it harder for us to grow as a company like that, because we are ensuring that all the people that are in place, so our profits are less, our income is less, but all the people are in place so that when we do take on a client, there's no lag time, the client can, you know, we can get stuck straight in for them. But if you're looking to buy a business, you've absolutely got to do your due diligence on what exactly it is that you're buying. And one of the big red flags for me personally, when I'm looking at buying a business such as a digital marketing agency, is who's the staff? What do they do? How much money do they get paid? Like, we have an in-house staff. And so sometimes we don't want the staff because they're expensive or they're not people who we would hire. We've got a very set process for our hiring mechanism, and you'll hear me talk about mechanisms quite a lot, or systems, but we've got a very strict protocol for hiring people based on our systems. And so when you're acquiring somebody else's business, you're just getting what's already with the business, and sometimes they might not be the right people that you really want in your business. So when we're looking at buying a business, we're like, who are we getting? Like, do we want these people? And by the way, sometimes you do want them as well, because they're resources that you either haven't thought about of they're so highly skilled that they're better than your existing team. So you can use them to bring your team up to a whole new level. And what's really interesting from my point of view is when you got those people on board and you're bringing that team up to a whole new level, when you buy the next business, you have another person, you can bring that whole team up to a certain level. So we're a big believer in investing in our team players and our employees, effectively, because we want them to be highly skilled and to have lots of life experience and to be really good at what they do, of course, but also to have capacity for them to grow upwards within our business. So it works really well. So sometimes we want people from external, sorry, let me rephrase that. Sometimes we don't want people from another company. And sometimes we do need people from the company because they've got a lot of resources that they can add to our inherent skill set, effectively. Now, one of the problems with buying a business is that it's often higgledy-piggledy. Often a business owner, they're all over a bloody place because they've done everything. And you're getting something that's very unsystemized. And my business is very, very systemized. Like today, we've been busy today, but I've not really spoken to anybody. I've spoken to Graham, who's one of our content coordinators, and that's it. We just gave all our clients access to copyright-free music, which is really cool for all of their campaigns, which we paid for. And that was really nice for us to be able to do that for our clients. So now the quality of music that they're going to get is going to be so much better. But we've got systems in place so that when we take on people, we got to fit them into these systems. And sometimes the people don't want to sign up into these systems because, well, that's not how we've done it. And it's like, you know, that's right. You're going to do it my way now. No, 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 I don't want to do it your way. That's okay. There's the door. You don't have to stay. It's not a problem. But sometimes the businesses that you're looking at buying haven't got those systems in at all. And then when you try and implement what we would call boundary conditions for team members, this is not me doing the Vogue, by the way. This is a box. And these are very solid boundary conditions that we give to all our team members. We implement them slowly so it gives them time to adapt into the box of boundary conditions that we want to give them. And we can be flexible as well, but we want everybody working in a system. So when you're buying a business, often if it has got a system, it's nothing like yours, but often there isn't a system in there in the first place. Now, I'm in two minds, by the way. We're actually looking at acquiring a business right now, and they are in a very specific niche. And for us to get into that specific niche on our own, you know, using organic marketing, would actually take a little bit of time. Or we can go and buy a business that's already in that specific niche and maybe even a market leader in that niche. And then we can bring that into what we do, apply our constraints and our boundary conditions and our systems and all of that good stuff within that business. And that will allow that business to grow even more because now they've got these implemented systems that we've created. So it's, you know, six of one and half a dozen of the other, as if you've heard that saying. So sometimes it's great and sometimes it's really not great. And then growing your business, sometimes it's great and sometimes it's just really not great because it can take so much time to grow a business. And obviously, nobody has any patience anymore, and I'm definitely included in that. My patience levels, I don't have patience. What's the point of having patience? I want it now, goddammit. I want it now. What do you mean I have to wait 6 months and grow this business organically, or 12 months, or even 3 years or 5 years? You know, it's very funny, isn't it? We just don't live in that world anymore. We're not in the 1970s or even the 90s anymore. We're in the 21s, you know, in the 20s. And cryptocurrency can make people wealthy beyond their wildest dreams. If you'd have put £1,000 into Shiba Inu in January, just 10 months ago, you know, we would be filming this on my $400 million yacht and I'd still have plenty of cash left over. It just shows how ridiculous it is. And that can also be quite dangerous as well, because people think, oh, well, I'll just do it and I'll have it. And that's how life should be. And we know that that's not how life should be. But life's very weird right now anyway. So the question is, should you be buying a business to grow quicker, or should you be doing it using organic marketing? And unfortunately, there's no clear-cut answer here. It depends. There are times when you should be buying businesses, and there are also times when you should be growing organically. One of the problems that we see with many, many businesses, they grow very fast. And because of that growth, the business owners are trying to maintain that growth, and they're continually growing, continually growing, continually growing. And then it goes bust, okay? Because they haven't got systems in place, they haven't got the staff in place, they haven't got the cash flow constraints in place. There's no one even looking after the cash flow, even working it out. Salary payments are ad hoc and all over the place. And so it can be really dangerous. It's very difficult as a business owner to keep growing, keep growing, keep growing. At some point, you got to pull back and you just got to... But you just got to bring everything in and then, you know, let it calm down a little bit and then you surge forward again. Bring it all in, let it calm down, and then you surge forward. Life is not one continuous diagonal line, you know, 45 degree going upwards. I wish it was, but it's not. So you've got to put the work in, pull back, let it settle, put the work back in. And that can be through acquisition or it can be through growth. So unfortunately, folks, the answer is it just depends on what it is and what you're going through right now. One of the other things that I see, we had this with one of our property guys, actually, when we used to do coaching, you know, years ago. They were doing so well. And every deal, every next deal was a bigger deal, which is nice. But it bothered me. And it bothered me because the deals that they were moving into were so big that if they get that deal wrong, all the previous work that they've done would just be lost. You know, that deal would take them out if it went wrong. And that bothers me. So it's the same for business growth as well. I'm not looking for a business doing £10 million. My business doesn't do that kind of revenue. I don't want that because I've got no experience of growing a business that does £10 million. I haven't got that experience. It makes me very uncomfortable. And I'm going into meetings and I'm not coming from a place of certainty, which is where I like to come from. Whereas if we're buying a business doing £150,000, £250,000, £300,000, love those, I'll take 10. Thank you very much. Because we can take them on board and we can integrate them into my own business really easily. Because they're just the right size to be manageable enough. But when you're talking £1 million plus, they're just too big. And we don't want that business then to take our business down. Not that it would, because it's ring-fenced through limited companies and all sorts of different things. But that bit's really important to understand. Hope that's useful for you. So, next one then. Let me just grab a quick drink here. We're going to talk about why attention is free marketing. Now, I have to add a caveat to that. The right kind of attention is free marketing. I know Donald Trump said... What did he say? It was in one of his books, but he didn't write. The Art of the Deal, which Donald Trump didn't write because he had a ghostwriter that wrote it for him, who was appalled at his... that's why it came out. He was appalled at the way he was running his presidency, and then it came out effectively. But he was saying any kind of attention is good attention. Any kind of marketing is good marketing. And I just don't agree with that at all. You know, if you're best friends with Prince Andrew, you don't really want that in the press, do you? So that's not the right marketing you want. Getting good attention is free marketing, free positive marketing. And this is one of the things that you should be doing. So we're into the realms of how do you get attention? Well, just doing lives like this for a start, that would be a thing to get attention. I knew a guy and it was Easter. And he went to the local Morrisons where all the Easter eggs were like a pound each. And he went and bought 100. And then he gave them to some kids' charity. And he had them all built up in a pyramid. He had his picture taken with his arm around the manager of Morrisons or Tesco or wherever it was he was buying them from. And he made all the local press. He sent it out and got PR from that. So that's wonderful marketing. And then, of course, it's 20, you know, not that it was 2021 back then. But if you do that now, by the way... You know, on one hand, that's very nice and admirable. And then on the other hand, it's all these haters coming through talking about how bad it is that you're giving kids diabetes because how dare you give them an Easter egg because they'll have diabetes. And obviously we know that one Easter egg does not make diabetes. But again, you know, you just, it's 2021 and 2022. You're just going to have to go with that, unfortunately. It's the world that we live in. If you do something really nice, a good example, by the way, is Elon Musk right now. And people will say, oh, you're a fanboy. And you know when you've lost an argument when they're calling you a fanboy? Anybody has to use name calling to win a point. It's like, oh, I think you've lost that point. Anyway, so he's obviously selling a lot of his Tesla shares right now. And people are saying billionaires don't pay tax. Well, Elon's paying $12 billion in tax, I think it is. Did you even earn $12 billion? You know, but there's lots and lots of people who hate on him because making all this money was obscene. He's paying his tax, 53% in tax, I think it is. So he's paying his tax. So you're going to have to deal with the fact that no matter what sort of attention you get, even if it's the best possible attention, that you've found a cure for cancer while saving millions of kids, you're still going to get haters coming after you. And so that's just something to be aware of, I think. But what else can you do in terms of getting more attention? So, for example, you could bring up an interview with somebody. You could do that via iTunes. You could get on stage and you can speak more. You can go to networking events and you can hand out freebies. There's many, many different ways that you can go out there and get more marketing. And it's all about you getting attention. So another really good example is, and again, by the way, some people are going to love him, some people are going to hate him, but Richard Branson dressing as a virgin bride or dressing as a an air hostess, for example, like, that's free attention. And I remember years ago, we're talking what? I must have been 25, so that's what, 25 years ago, more or less. And there was a document, and it was, I tried to find it since, and I can't find it, but it was how Virgin have grown so quickly. And bear in mind, this is 25 years ago. So it was like really tight monetary controls. And it was free advertising and high PR. So if you're wondering why someone like Richard Branson would get dressed up as a bride for his Virgin Brides company, so he's there with his beard and in his wedding dress, you know, it was on every newspaper on the planet, more or less. Wonderful, wonderful way of getting free marketing from attention. So what else is there that you can do? And it's something that you should be thinking about on a daily basis. I always think about from a brand point of view, how can we elevate the brand so that people recognize us, not just for being successful at what we do, but also for being quite nice people. We like to think we are anyway. And so every day I'm always looking for an opportunity to do something similar to that, whatever that may be. And again, this is how you grow your business. If you think growing your business is just about, you put an advert in a local newspaper and then people come to your website and they buy the thing that you're selling and then that's it and then you do it again, that's not what growing a business is about. It's about being present in your local environment and finding ways in which you can help other people. Just by being nice, by the way, can work wonders for your brand. We like to think we're quite nice. But when we go out and spend that extra little bit of time with people, people are so grateful. And then we might not get the returns from us being helpful within, you know, a month or 2 months or 6 months, but it could be sometimes 10 years down the line. I spoke at an event in Manchester called the Property Networking Club, and one of the guys that eventually came through and bought a website from us. So I spoke there about 10 years ago, and this guy bought a website from us, I think last year it was, or the year before. I think it was last year. It took him 9 years to come round and actually buy something from us, but we got him in the end. And so that's what attention will do for you. It might not get you the initial upfront results that everybody's looking for, but over a period of time, these are actually going to build up for you. Okay, let's talk about why you're not going live enough. I should have put, why aren't you going live enough in that headline? Most people are simply not doing it, and you're just missing an opportunity. You know, when I'm live here, I'm not actually looking how many people are watching right now. And I was going to say I don't care, and that's not true. I kind of care, but I'm not bothered if people are watching right now or if they're watching in 6 months or if they're downloading the podcast on iTunes, Spotify or Amazon. I don't mind if they're watching the YouTube replay. We now break these down into four different sections. So if you're watching this particular section about why you're not going live more, you've missed out on the other three. And so we pull out those four videos and we create individual videos off them. So we're constantly taking content that we've created and then we're repurposing that content. And the whole reason for that is because the more that somebody listens to me, the more that they watch me, the more that they download the podcast and they're listening to me, I'm in their head. Now, if they're driving to work for 45 minutes and they're downloading this and it's a 45-minute podcast, I've now got their more or less sole attention for 45 minutes. Now, they're going to either love me or like me, I suppose. They're going to love me or like me, or they're going to go, oh, can't stand him, I'm not listening to him again. And as we've said many times, that's awesome, because now they will never waste their time with me on a phone call. But those people who like what we do, they're like, yeah, I should have a chat with Dan. Maybe you can help with this. Maybe you can help with that. That right there is about us getting attention. And you should be going live as much as you can. One of the really interesting things for me was looking at Gary Vaynerchuk. And if you know Gary, he runs VaynerMedia. And he puts out so much content, and he has done for the last 10 years. And it's interesting looking at Gary today and then looking at his journey for the last 10 days, because everything Gary said has come true about getting attention, about making micro pieces of content, about building awareness. And this is really what your business is about. And one of the best ways to do that is by going live. Now, sometimes people don't want to go live because they don't like the way they look. They don't like the way they sound. You know, on the laptop screen just in front of me, I've got my monitors. I don't like the way I look either. I actually don't care. I'm not keen on the way that I sound, but I'm not listening to myself. Other people are listening. And guess what? When I go to a networking event or speak on stage, guess what I sound like? I sound like this. Nothing's changing. I don't suddenly meet up in real life and go, hello, old boy. You know, my accent is my accent. My face is my face. If I don't like it, I need to go change it. And it's all right. I can live with it. So if you're not going live, if you've not gone live yet and you're worried about going live, you're going to have to find a way of getting beyond that. So one of the easiest ways of doing it is simply to create a podcast, where you're not going live on video, but it's just you and a microphone. I'm using a Rode mic here. That would work really, really well, because then you don't even have to be live. You can just pre-record whatever topic you want to talk about. And when we first started up 5 years ago, we've had over 600 episodes now. I dread to think how many hours we've actually spent recording. And I wonder how many clients we've had because of it. I reckon quite a lot. I reckon 80% of our clients came from our live content and our podcasting and so on and so forth. So people worry, I'm worried what someone might think about me. Like, I'm sure people think I'm an absolute idiot, and they might even be correct. But it's nothing to do with me. Sorry, I think that's Track and Trace. Just got a call coming through, and I think it's Track and Trace, the old NHS. I'm going to have to tell them that I'm in Spain, not in the UK, so it's nothing to do with them. Anyway, so look, you need to bite the bullet. You need to go live a little bit more, and eventually, after your first 100 lives, you ain't going to care. I've gone live walking a bloody dog, for goodness sake. I've had podcasts sat in a cafe and you can hear the beer barrels rolling down the thing. And I even had a guy email me about that one. And I'm like, oh, here we go. It's not going to be good. And he loved it. And it's like, just goes to show, it doesn't matter where you are, but it's the content that's the most important aspect. And it's absolutely true. It's all about the content and about getting people to know who you are and getting that attention. Okay, so let's talk about how much time and money to spend on marketing. So, like, you know, these numbers are bandied around. People say you should spend 5% on marketing or 10%. And I think it's a little bit crazy to come out with these kind of numbers, because it depends where you are in the cycle. So if you're in a situation where you're just first starting out in business, your marketing spend should be zero. You shouldn't be spending anything on marketing. It should be nothing at all. And then as you start to close clients, and obviously catch 22, if you don't market, how do you close clients? So I get that. But you go live and you got a Canva and you create your own images and you post on social media and you go networking and all that good stuff, okay? But then after a while and you start closing some clients, then you got to start ramping it up. So for example, you know, our content marketing works incredibly well. But as well as content marketing, we do Facebook advertising and Google and YouTube ads and Twitter ads and LinkedIn ads. We do all of that. So at some point, you're going to have to bite the bullet. But before you spend money on traffic, on marketing, on clicks, you need to make sure that you've got your sales funnel in place. And if you haven't got your sales funnel, that is absolutely the very first place that you should start. Because I see it time after time, and they're just running adverts to their homepage, and then there's nothing. And then they say, oh, well, Facebook ads doesn't work, our Google ads doesn't work. And it's like, you just sent them to a generic page. That's never going to work. So to begin with, you should be spending more time on your marketing than money. And I know they, you know, one's hours and the other's pounds, right? And I get that they're not the same. But you should be spending more time on marketing at the start. And that's not to say you spend less time on marketing as you're starting to generate cash. But what you do is you move the money over to paid advertising, so you're reaching a much bigger audience. So if you're first starting out in business, you want to be just, you know, if you're first starting out, how many customers have you got anyway? Not many, I'm guessing. So what else are you doing? You're not doing accounting, because you've got no accounts to do because you've not sold anything. You're not delivering the product. You're not doing anything, effectively. Twiddling your thumbs and pretending to be a businessman or woman, maybe. But at the very start, you've got lots of time on your hands. And that time should be best spent going to networking events, creating Zoom meetings, going live, doing podcasts, and so on and so forth. That time is invaluable for you to grow your business. As you start generating cash, you should still be doing that, but now you should be buying into creating some kind of funnel, some marketing funnel, some sort of sales funnel. And then when that's in place, then you should start driving traffic into that funnel and use paid advertising for that via Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Snapchat, I don't know, whatever else, Instagram. There are so many different ways of doing it. Sponsorships, dreadful idea, don't do sponsorships. But lots of different ways in which you should be doing it. But if you're right at the very start of your journey, you should be spending more time going live and more time reaching out to individuals via email, via text, by phone. Not mass texting everybody, because that's illegal anyway, I think, in the UK these days, but making contacts with people. Hey, Bob, we've not spoken for 4 years. What are you up to? Want to meet for coffee? Like, what else are you going to do? If you're right at the start of your business, yeah, I'll meet for coffee. And then you meet up, you share stories. And then, so Bob, do you know anybody else that might be interested in me selling this stuff? And he might know a couple of people. And then there you go, that's one of your customers. That's how you should be working in your business. Anyway, look, I hope that's really useful. We've rushed through those a little bit today. It kind of feels like, but we've been going for almost 30 minutes, so maybe we haven't. Anyway, look, we'll be live again tomorrow. I hope all that's really useful for you. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. My name's Dan Latter. Have a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.